Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern, in which in every program we have a nice story, of course. We learned many things from that short story, inshallah. The title of today's story is Lesson from a Butterfly. One day a small opening appeared in a cocoon. A man sat and watched for the butterfly for several hours as it struggled to force its body through that little hole. Then it seems to stop making any progress. It appeared as if it had gotten as far as it could, and it could not go any further. So the man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and opened the cocoon. The butterfly then emerged easily, but it had a withered body. It was tiny and shriveled wings. The man continued to watch because he expected that at any moment the wings would open, enlarge and expand to be able to support the butterfly's body and become firm. Neither happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a withered body and shriveled wings. It never was able to fly. What the man in his kindness and his goodwill did not understand was that the restricting cocoon and the struggle required for the butterfly to get through the tiny opening were Allah's way of forcing fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings so that it would be ready for flight once it achieved its freedom from the cocoon. Sometimes, struggles are exactly what we need in our life. If God allows us to go through our life without any obstacles, it would cripple us. We would not be as strong as we could have been, never been able to fly. I ask for strength, and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I ask for wisdom, and Allah gave me problems to solve. I ask for prosperity, and Allah gave me a brain and brawn to work. I ask for courage, and Allah gave me obstacles to overcome. I ask for love, and Allah gave me troubled people to help. I ask for favors, and Allah gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRab English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to ponder about them and take some lessons and themes out of these stories in order to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, today we want to talk about the difficulties and hardship that may occur to every one of us in this life. It is sometimes wrongly assumed that a person experiences hardship due to his or her own immorality or irresponsibility. Indeed, suffering is a tool for the forgiveness of our sins and might be a sign of God's love for a person. In this way, when people see someone suffering, they assume that person to be responsible, a view commonly seen throughout the history. However, we might not know that it is more complicated than this. The point is that when we consider the faithful, everyone would suffer according to the level of their faith and the amount of good deeds that they perform. So, if their iman or faith is stronger and they have more good deeds, they would suffer more. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also says, "Truly God has some servants on the earth who are very pure and dedicated to Him. Nothing good comes from the heaven to the earth except that God sends it away from them, and no calamity comes except that God sends it to them." This hadith tells us the rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those of His servants who suffer from hardship and difficulties in this world. Another aspect of viewing the hardship in this life is the strength that dealing with problems gives the person. It is only through suffering and difficulties that one can attain true happiness and prosperity. The Holy Book of Quran says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. But lo, with hardship goes ease. Lo, with hardship goes ease. So, when you are relieved, still toil and strive to please your Lord. You see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this life is in fact a mixture of good and bad, and we must not be disappointed when confronting difficulties. Okay, now let's go have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern and we are talking about the problems that happen to the lives of every person, including Muslims, and the way we are supposed to view these problems. Well, human attributes are evolved and made in the battlefield and riot of the world, and one can reach high perfection only through hardship, responsibility, and distress. You know, life is not for satisfaction, but for evolution. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said in one of his famous letters to Uthman ibn Hanif, his governor in Basra, that living in comfort and delicateness and avoidance of difficulties ends in weakness and debility. And on the contrary, living in rough conditions makes a mole powerful and transfers ill's existential essence towards refinement. He also approaches him in the letter for having had a dinner with the rich who had allowed no poor for the evening. He then gives the example of trees in forests and gardens. Although contrast care is taken of garden trees, yet the deprived tree of the forest has a better quality. This is why when God is kind to somebody, He inflicts him or her with difficulty and suffering. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps his believer and sends him hardship like presents which a man sends for his family. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his slave, He drowns him in the sea of suffering. So, if we want to attain true happiness, we have to go through all the difficult stages. Great men, in fact, suffered from torture, poverty, imprisonment, deprivation, and even death, and that is why they become great. We will end this episode with a sentence by Mullah Sadra. If there was no opposition or contradiction in existence, the continuance of benefit from the merciful God would not have been possible. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. And we have no more time to continue. I really wish that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ثم إن